Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Man, I feel like we just did this.
Really? I'm having a big case of deja vu right
now. Deja vu.
Yeah.
But unlike what I thought, we kind of saw a decent Extreme Rules.
No, we did.
What the hell?
It was pretty good.
Upping their game?
Very great work by the cameramen.
Get all the credit this week.
Oh, man.
Lacey Evans.
No.
I think the Attitude Era is officially back.
Yeah.
Once we saw Lacey Evans' ass.
The cameraman and Lacey Evans had a colonoscopy match.
That was...
That's all.
That was straight up Stacey Keibler stuff right there,
right.
Man.
Exactly.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Bravo.
They're like
A plus there.
We can't figure out why ratings are low. Have you tried zooming in on the asses?
Yeah.
Oh, let's try that. We used to do it.
Put them in yoga pants and then do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pretty good show. All right. Like, subscribe, and all that good stuff.
You already do.
Right,
and so we will see you next month.
Lacey Evans' ass. All right. So, we kick things off in the pre-show.
Yeah.
With Finn Balor versus Shinsuke Nakamura for the Intercontinental Championship.
Clearly a throwaway match.
Yeah.
It's not like Shinsuke could win clean and, like, literally have this guy's number.
Yeah, no way.
Like, have his number.
Yeah, like, SmackDown was a fluke.
Like, oh, you know what? We had a non-title matchup, so we're going to give you another shot. And, look
Finn's
at that.
Like,
you deserved it.
Finn's like, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. Nakamura's like, 7. He's like, fuck. He's got my number.
He's got my number.
He does. He kicked his ass again. Hit the Kinshasa.
Like, kicked his ass.
And he's the new champ.
Won the IC title.
Like, nothing weird.
On the pre-show.
Clean as a whistle, he beat him.
Yeah.
I'm guessing this is just so that the Demon can beat him at SummerSlam.
The Demon versus the Artist.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right?
All right.
So it'll be a short reign, maybe, for Nakamura.
Yeah.
Everyone thought this meant... People online were like, oh, that means Balor's going to join the Bullet Club tonight. It's like, no, it would be cooler if Balor was the IC champ and joined the Bullet Club.
Yes.
No,
like him and Styles are both the champs. Yeah.
I just think that I really thought that too, to be honest. I was like, just clean him so that he can go over there clean and not have to worry about.
That wouldn't even make sense to me.
Right.
Maybe win it back with the club's help.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a chance to do it and make it amazing and, you know, they're not.
Because really both titles, like the IC title and the US title, are pretty much on the same level in terms of importance.
No, for sure. I mean, imagine Ricochet's just cleaning up and he's taking care of the club and then fucking Balor out of nowhere, coup de grace to help AJ win.
That would have been great.
Champ or not.
Yeah.
This would have made this show an A+.
Right.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what? Extreme Rules was better than AEW's event? How is that possible?
Yeah.
Yeah, so next up we have Drew Gulak versus Tony Nese for the Cruiserweight Championship. Gulak retains, of course. And then we get to the main pay-per-view. And I guess if Roman's not going to be the main event, he's going to open the show.
Yep, the Brock Lesnar effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shane and McIntyre versus Roman and Undertaker. No holds barred, so why are they tagging in and out?
Yeah, the pay-per-view started at 6 p.m.
You still have to tag.
No. Not if, like, you would traditionally do... That's not how they would traditionally do this.
Yeah, it would just be
if there's no rules, why are there tags?
Yeah, tags are rules.
Because that's a
rule. Hey, there's no rules.
It's not a no-rules match.
Four,
it's
five,
not a no-rules match.
Six.
It's seven. Not.
Yes, it is.
It's a no-holds or barred.
Yeah. Okay, explain it. Sure, go ahead and try to explain that, because it doesn't make any sense.
Explain this. So the pay-per-view kicked off at 6 p.m. This match started at 6:17.
Yeah. We had 17 minutes into the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Video package. Entrances.
Really helping out all the people still stuck in the merch lines and getting their food.
I guess that's why. Yeah.
Yeah.
So much merch. Everyone had to buy their, what is it?
Graveyard Dogs.
Dogs t-shirts.
Oh. I saw no one wearing that in the crowd, by the way.
Yeah, so McIntyre Claymore kicks Roman, and then Elias shows up and hits Taker with his guitar.
That was cool.
Shane then elbow drops Taker through the announce table.
Nice.
Which I think this is like the third time he's done this to Taker since he's returned in like 2016.
Yeah.
They bring Taker in the ring, and Shane hits coast to coast with the trash can. Roman wakes up. He Superman punches Elias, and but McIntyre gives Roman a side Russian leg sweep outside the ring. Shane is about to pin Taker, but the dead man sits up He chokeslams Shane and Elias. Roman spears McIntyre. Then he throws Shane into Taker.
Who Taker didn't quite get. He was like,
It was supposed to be like Roman just feeds him to Taker and he immediately picks him up. But like there was some sort of fuck up with Shane and Taker.
But honestly, didn't work. Though, there that was kind of the two. Only fuck up. The only major fuck up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have to admit, Taker, for what it's worth, looked better than he's looked in a long time.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
Like, his old school was good.
He definitely made up for that shit show. He took
two big bumps.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think he almost made up for that shit show.
Well, they limited him, yeah. He didn't have to really do much.
Right.
He went through a table.
He laid there.
You still have to take the...
Well, sure, but you can do that.
You took a table off the top ropes. Did it feel good?
No.
And what if you were 70? Wouldn't feel good. Whatever. 60.
That's because you gave me. That's
sorry, 69.
That's because you gave me a real elbow drop, asshole.
I'm an amateur.
And then you're like,
even like the, I drive the elbow the of the sternum, into my heart.
To the heart.
You drove that elbow right through my back and right through my heart.
Look, I know how to pull punches, not elbows.
Come on, you gotta be like, that was 5 years ago.
That was 5 years.
And I'm sorry. Well, I'll forgive you now. But then a year later, I'm going to turn on you again.
Right. Again.
It's going to be really stupid. Yeah.
Then?
And then I'm going to say
Johnny Moxley.
And then I'm going to say that Eric deserves cancer or something. Like
Jesus Christ.
Doing what Ambrose did.
Yeah, and then you're going to leave for another podcast.
Andrew asked for his release for like, I guess. He says he's going to go deal with some personal stuff.
Yeah.
So we're just doing the podcast one day, and then we're like, oh, look, there's that other podcast in Houston that just popped up. Let's just watch that for a second. And, hey, everybody, what's going on? This is Andrew Pizzano, and welcome to What's Right with Wrestling.
Oh,
what?
Hey, for the right dollar amount, I'll pretend to like this shit.
Calm down, Sam Roberts.
That's true. Yeah. I don't even think they pay him. They're just like, hey, right. You want to be on TV, little boy? And he's like, sure.
Sure, I'll pretend to like this.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, Taker Tombstone Shane picks up the win. After the match, Taker pads Roman on the chest like, good job, boy.
Yeah.
I love you.
Acknowledged.
You're my son.
What? Dad?
Because they fucking dress the same.
Yeah.
And they look the same. And
they spear the... No.
I thought they were going to hug and Taker was going to grab the mic and be like, Roman Reigns is the best.
And then they would point to the sign. But it wouldn't be there. You'd be like, oh, I meant SummerSlam.
You guys should all love Roman. He's so cool. He's like the cool dog. That's what I named him.
Because, he should just keep rolling, 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 rolling.
Oh, my God. Roman comes out in a motorcycle on Raw.
Oh, my. Shut
up. But in this case, we'd be like, improvement.
Yeah, no, exactly.
At least he's doing something now.
Bring a long leather jacket and like a headband and sunglasses.
There's a single gong and then it's Roman. Big dog walking.
Big dog walking.
Gong. Gong. Gong.
Oh shit.
No, it's just gongs. Gong gong.
Dong dong. Like what's like a bat? What's like a corny like rock song like rolling like
bone. That would be it. Bones, dogs, right. You know.
That's his new entrance on a motorcycle.
I'm too sexy to not wear a vest. Too sexy. Too sexy. No, yeah, he finally doesn't wear the vest, and then it's I'm too sexy for my vest.
Yeah.
I'm too sexy for my vest.
That would work too.
All right, where the fuck are we? We got the Revival versus the Usos for the Raw Tag Titles.
Yeah.
There's a cool spot when Jay and Dawson were on the top rope. They both fell, but then Dawson's back bounced off the top rope.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was dangerous, but he did that well. But in the end, the Revival hit the Shadow Machine, and they retain. So there you go.
Yeah.
Good for the Revival.
Yeah.
And next up, we got Aleister Black versus Cesaro, the most anticipated match, which went in the video package for this. They edited that down, like the whole, I guess they realized how shitty it was on SmackDown.
Right,
right.
Like they took out the whole Cesaro sitting there with his mouthpiece.
You know? Yeah, like, gong.
This could have been the most anticipated match if we didn't even know that Cesaro was fighting him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But then when they would have said Cesaro, they would have been like, oh, no. Oh, no.
But it was still a pretty good match. Cesaro mocks Aleister early on, sitting cross-legged in the ring. And again, it's just like, you know, Cesaro should have been the singles guy. I mean, he's stuck in this tag team with Sheamus for like 3 years.
Yeah.
Three years.
Yes.
And he's so good in the ring, and so is Aleister. But Aleister picks up the win, of course, hitting the Black Mass. So there you go. Backstage, R-Truth and Carmella are seen hanging up wanted posters of Drake Maverick. And then that's it.
Yeah.
There's no payoff.
Yeah.
What's the point?
It's an episode of Raw.
Yeah.
Hey, tune in next week. No, there's no next pay-per-view.
That's it.
This is it.
Oh, maybe they were like, we ran out of time. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, Matt Damon. We're out of time.
Sorry, we really idiotically added more matches to this show.
Right.
And we ran out of time.
Yes.
Also backstage, exactly. Alexa gives Nikki Cross an Alexa Bliss t-shirt, and Nikki's all excited because she's stupid. Then the Street Profits walk up, and
Nikki.
They totally want to fuck Alexa and Nikki.
Yeah, they
do. They're like, so where's the after party, huh? Where are we going, bitches?
Yeah, drink out of this cup. Yeah. No, don't look in it.
And then Alexa and Nikki walk away upset, and then Angela Dawkins is like, is it crazy that I really want to party with Nikki?
Yeah.
And then Ford looks at her like, you like bitches? Like, I mean, like, why would... I just don't...
You like
I don't
bitches?
Understand what See the Street it. Profits are doing.
No. They don't explain it either.
I don't
They're
understand.
They're just there to party.
They're just trying to get laid. That turns out that's why they're on the main roster. They're trying to get laid.
Right.
What's up, girls?
I mean, hey, that would be a storyline.
Hey, don't tell Belair.
No, seriously, well, we don't know
she
that.
She doesn't watch Raw.
That's not canon yet.
It's NXT canon.
Is it?
It is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, they said it once.
They said it once.
Yeah, I guess so.
That would still be great. Then she comes in and whips him with her hair. You stupid asshole. I watch Raw, you know, sometimes.
Oh, she should have a hardcore match where she ties her hair to a kendo stick. And then hits people with the kendo style.
Next year at Extreme Rules.
Yeah, maybe.
Get that.
I like it.
So we have Alexa Nikki versus Bayley for the SmackDown Women's title. There was a really cool spot when Bayley had Nikki in a leg lock and Alexa in a crossface at the same time.
That should have ended the match.
Why not? Bayley won anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alexa goes for a Twisted Bliss, but Bayley puts her knees up. And then Nikki tags in, but Bayley hits her with an elbow drop to win. Bayley wins 2-on-1.
Yeah, could have had a really cool spot to end it, but sure.
I mean, shame on Nikki because you could have thought of any stipulation, but you went with a 2-on-1 handicap match where you have to tag in.
Yeah, dummy.
But again, it's Extreme Rules. Like, was the ref counting if they were going to both tag team her?
Yeah, it's a regular match. Mm. Like, there's rules and you couldn't use weapons. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, really stupid idea there. But no Sasha. She's still not coming back.
Nope.
She was like training in Japan like a few days before this, and there was like a picture of her with a busted lip, and someone said that she broke her nose, so she was probably supposed to show up, but then she got hurt.
You guys sold me on her returning with all the, you know,
right.
You need a friend.
Oh, they sold us on her return.
Well, but then you guys sold me on it during the podcast.
But you know, again, that would have been. Even if Sasha showed up, that's like a lame return anyway.
Yeah.
Just like when Ambrose came back. I'm just back to help my friend.
Right. That's it.
That's it.
That's
Nothing
it.
More.
Huh? Yeah.
And then I'm going to turn on him. I'm going to turn on him like a month later.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
First, I'm going to help him win. Next up, we have Braun Strowman versus Bobby Lashley. Last man standing with a 5-minute time limit. That was nice of them. No, unfortunately not. It went like 20 minutes.
Yeah, but the match was actually halfway decent.
Yeah, I mean, the end, I don't know.
If they're going to be on TV, have them do this shit.
Yeah, so they fight through the crowd, then the concourse area, and security's, like, blocking all the fans.
There was, like, two security guards, like, fighting a fan trying to get through.
Well, like, okay, I understand you get arrested if you, like, hop the barricade and get in the ring, right?
Right.
Because that's, but, like, what about the concourse area? Like, you're just trying to fucking get to your seat. Or, like, buy some drinks. Like, can you get arrested for walking through security there?
I bet you can't. That's why the security was, like, locking arms.
Yeah, there was so many.
I think the fear of getting your ass kicked still outweighs being on TV for 5 seconds with Braun Strowman.
Well,
right.
I think for most, like, 99.9. Like, if you and I were in that situation, I'll take you out of it. If I was in that situation, like, in a moment,
yeah,
with a couple beers in me, I might be like, dude, I'm fucking running through the security line and then just fucking blah.
Well, the thing is, like,
I'm not going
to
hit a
But wrestler. I mean, like, even if you wanted to just walk, like, I'm going to my seat. Leave me alone.
You can't.
That's what I'm saying. No, yeah. No, not right now.
Right.
Like, tell me what legality is stopping me from going to my seat.
I mean, they do that at sporting events as well. And, like, you won't get arrested, but you'll get maybe kicked out.
Kicked out.
So I guess they'll get kicked out.
Like, what if they, like, there was a hole in the security that no one saw? And some guy's just, like, on the phone, like, a popcorn or a drink. Like, yeah, I know. I'm not sure what mats are on. And then, like, he just gets taken out by security.
I mean,
right. What the fuck?
I mean, we could bust through security if we wanted to.
You and I running full speed. Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Like, especially the one that had, like, the blue hair.
Yeah, there's one guy with fucking blue hair.
Well, Eric, they were, like, they were, like, locked arms, kind of like this. You know what I mean? Like this, or like
yeah. This. It was, like, human chain!
Yeah.
It was so stupid.
Yeah.
And still, like, people were pushing on them when they were, like this. Like, the crowd was, like, you know, guys in the back were pushing the guys in the front.
Yeah, right.
They're getting pushed into them. I was like, oh, boy.
They did add some realism to this when they went in the concourse area. It took like 15 seconds for a cameraman to get there.
Right.
Whereas, like, in the past, the cameraman would just be waiting for them.
Already,
like,
there.
I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah,
right.
They're like, oh, fuck. Here. They're in the concourse. Get a cameraman there, you know?
They could do it even a little bit more real and have, like, the cameraman running.
Yeah, they kind of did that.
Yeah, they did it actually a little bit.
Yeah.
Or even, like, the camera's, like, down on the... You're like, what am I looking at? And then he pulls it up and, like, oh, there's two monsters.
Right, yeah.
Could have been one like the first Godzilla where you kind of don't see the monsters fighting very much because the cameraman can't get there.
Yeah, the movie sucked. All right, so...
Did you see the new one yet?
I did not.
It was better.
All right. they get back to the ringside. Lashley spears Braun through the barricade. Lashley then buried Braun under an announce table, but Braun got up in time. Braun then threw Lashley right into Funaki and the other Japanese commentary guy, like, hard.
Yeah, it was
like
fun.
Fucking
like,
hard.
Funaki takes another bump.
Funaki's dead. In the end, they fought in the crowd some more. They beat up a couple of plants. There were a couple of, like, fans that were, you know,
I think one of them was
there.
Pete Dunne.
Whoa!
One of them looked like Pete Dunne, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Braun power slams Lashley through a giant box
that
just
they
like,
set up. A giant this, soft padded box.
It's just this giant cardboard box.
Yes.
They just fucking go through.
Right.
And then the ref starts counting. You can't see them. It looks like they like went into a black hole or something.
Yeah.
And then like and then you can't see it, the ref's counting, and then all of a sudden Braun and Braun bust through the fucking box.
And then
like
the Hulk god smash and through cardboard.
Like the goddamn Kool-Aid man.
Right.
Like, oh yeah.
Yeah, he was doing that. He was like, oh yeah, when he bust through the box. We're like, it's just a box.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what are the odds like Lashley's on Raw tomorrow and he's fine? It's like 100% fine.
300%. That's the
because like they went through
he's 300% better than he was. Yeah.
They went through the screen, and then the next night on SmackDown, he's like cutting an iPhone promo, and he looks fine.
He's like Braun Strowman. That hole you put me through took me through time and space.
By
you
the way,
think Braun was gonna keep me down? Oh no!
By the way, they for the video package they played that promo, but they heavily edited it. He goes, Braun Strowman. Last week I was the first man standing.
Wait, you were the first man standing?
Yeah, that's what they changed it to. Yeah.
And again, that still doesn't make sense because he was down.
No.
Down.
Yeah. Next up, we have the New Day versus Heavy Machinery versus Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan for the SmackDown Tag Titles. Big E superplex Rowan off the top rope.
Yeah,
that was pretty impressive. And then Woods and Big E hit the midnight hour on Daniel to become the new tag champs.
Well, Big E hulked up, Big E'd up on the yes kicks.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Bigged up.
I like when a big, strong guy is like, no. He goes, hit me again.
Just do it.
And he slaps him across the face.
Slaps the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And then Daniel even goes for that moonsault. He's just like, nope.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Cool. Yeah.
Wait up. You picked them.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
That was the one.
What made you feel that they were winning?
When they said, we're going to touch championship tips.
Damn it.
I was like, I want to see that so badly. I'm going to go with them on my
own. Yeah, we all had different teams.
Yeah.
We all picked different teams for that one.
Yeah.
So backstage, Kayla Braxton tries to interview the New Day, but Paul Heyman steals the mic from her and walks out to the stage and says, tonight, Brock Lesnar will cash in and become either the WWE champion or the Universal champion. Now, why would they do this? Like,
right.
Why do this?
Here's why.
Uh-huh.
You didn't let anybody put Brock Lesnar here on the surprise appearance. Why?
Because I'm going to tell you. Because he's been saying it on Raw.
Okay. So then he comes out and he goes, I'm either telling the truth or I'm Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
Which means I fucking lied again.
Right.
You guys fell for it. I literally was like, oh, okay, you're a dick. He's not coming. So I didn't believe he was coming.
No.
After him saying that. He, again, I usually say they treat the fans like idiots, but I literally was like, oh, I get it. He's a liar. He's not coming. All right. Mm-hmm. And then at when he came out, I was shocked.
At that point, oh, that's funny because I was, I felt you the went exact the other opposite. Way? Yeah. I was like, oh, shit, I was right again. So
damn it.
Next up, we have AJ Styles versus Ricochet for the U.S. title with Gallows and Anderson attacking Ricochet before the match starts.
Yeah.
Ricochet hit a shooting star press off the top rope. Goes for the pin, but AJ's leg was under the rope, which Carl Anderson had to show the ref that that happened. But then in the end, Anderson distracts the ref, Gallows hits Ricochet, and then AJ hits the Styles Clash off the second rope to win the U.S. title. And it was different than how he did it the first time. Like, they were facing the other way,
yeah.
And then Styles had to jump back. Like, that's fucking dangerous. But that was the spot of the night. Like, that was freaking great.
Yep.
So AJ Styles is the U.S. champion, and the club is powerful again.
Come on, Finn.
I mean, yeah. I would like him better with the IC title, but I don't think it's happening. I think they're just setting up the Demon versus Nakamura best of seven match, you know. We already have two. We've already had two matches.
Right. True.
Next up, we have Kevin Owens versus Dolph Ziggler, which was a last-minute addition. And KO
it sure was.
And yeah. Well, and there's an hour left in the pay-per-view, and I'm like, well, fuck, there's three matches left. They're gonna go over, but then KO wins in 10 seconds with a stunner.
Yeah.
I wonder what Dolph Ziggler's pay-per-view check's gonna look like for a 10-second match.
Good shit.
Good shit. And then Owens cuts a promo and says Shane McMahon can kiss my ass.
Yeah.
So again, there's your SummerSlam match.
There's your SummerSlam match. and spoiler alert. Shane wins,
of course. 100%.
No. It'll be Owens versus like 12 people.
Yeah.
Right. God.
Every week.
And then
leading up to that.
And then Goldberg saves him, you know, because you need a legend to help.
Oh, fuck.
God.
And then Owens like, no, get the fuck away from me, you piece of shit.
No.
And then he stuns him. Like, that's what happens to Goldberg.
Next up. So the final two matches, we have the WWE Championship and the Universal Championship and the Raw Women. But like, the final two matches are the main titles.
Yeah, that upped it a half letter grade just because they
just
did
it. Just because they booked it correctly.
Booked it right.
Exactly.
You started with the legend so he can get home and in bed.
And yeah, then I totally told Eric. I was like, well, bedtime's at 8. And then one of our fans was like, well, the retirement home, the lights go off at 8.
Lights out. Lights out at 8. And then you've got the two main titles. So yeah, they did this right.
So honestly,
you had AJ winning. Yep. Towards the end as well, and then the two big titles.
Yeah, it's true.
Not bad, guys.
Right. So Kofi, he beats Samoa Joe. He hits Trouble in Paradise to retain. The match was all right. You know, nothing great. And Trouble in Paradise.
It wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't anything spectacular
but like,
either.
Trouble in Paradise is it's so not a special move.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not that great.
Who's our
move.
Favorite wrestler?
Shawn Michaels. The sweet chin music, and then he kicks like.
It's I think a it's super kick.
I think it's better than Trouble in Paradise.
Yeah, I don't know. You gotta whip the.
Maybe
leg
it's
around.
Because he's been a jobber for the last 10 years, and that never pinned anyone. Maybe that's why.
Now it's lights out, meatball.
Lights out. No one kicks out.
Lights
now.
Out, meatball.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kofi retains. No one expected Joe to win. It would have been a nice. That would have been a nice surprise.
Joe doesn't win WWE titles.
No, that would have been like a really nice surprise if Joe won.
He'll beat Nakamura in 10 seconds on Tuesday.
Right.
I don't know. I really, really, really think they're going strong with this Kofi, like long title reign.
Yeah.
Like a long. Well,
who does Kofi fight now? At
remember how before WrestleMania we really thought this was going to lead up to a. New Day, Triple Threat for the title.
You did. I think that would be great. But, yeah, I mean, they could do that with all of them being faces.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, they could do it.
No.
They could.
Who starts the, you know, Kofi, best friend. I want to beat your ass.
That's
for
not
your
how
title.
They'll do that. No. They'll make an announcement, and Kofi's like, you know what? There's only two guys that are more deserving of this title shot. And it's
right.
you two.
In the
and,
spirit of competition,
and it'll be a pancake match.
Yeah.
It'll just be whoever can eat the most pancakes, and then Biggie wins the title.
And then, in a weird swerve, Xavier Woods wins the title.
Biggie's like, oh.
Yes. Why did I eat lunch?
No, but yeah, like, who else is going to fight Kofi? Yeah.
Samoa Joe.
Probably. Samoa Joe again?
Yeah. Rematches. SummerSlam?
Maybe Balor.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
To be honest, SummerSlam's the one pay-per-view where you don't see a lot of rematches, typically. It's like WrestleMania.
Well, we've already booked one. So for the main event, we got Seth Rollins, Becky Lynch versus Baron Corbin and Lacey Evans. Extreme Rules match. Winners take all for the Universal Championship, Raw Women's Championship.
Yes.
Lacey had Seth's initials on her ass, on her left cheek. But then on the right cheek, what was it? J-H?
I don't know.
Like, what was J-H?
Becky Lynch.
Bust a load?
Oh.
BL.
Maybe. Okay. I guess so.
I think it was just smeared.
Okay.
Because, you know, dead ass.
Oh, my God. So she gets in. She takes off her fucking skirt and then bends over. And the cameraman just gets right in there.
In the hole.
It was the...
Hole in one.
Oh, my God. I mean, it was the best ass shot we've seen since Stacey Keibler.
That's got to be all over Instagram, right?
I took a video.
Our Twitter, too.
I took a video and tweeted it. It's gotten a ton of views.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, of course it has. But easily the best moment of the night. It was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
So Lacey tried to hit Seth with a kendo stick, but he blocked it, so she started rubbing his chest. But then Becky hits Lacey with a kendo stick. Later, Becky got a chair and accidentally hit Lacey in the back with the legs of the chair.
Oh, yeah.
That must have been painful.
Brutal.
And then Becky put a chair on Lacey and then leg dropped her off the second rope and Lacey kicks out.
Yes.
Of a leg drop.
With a chair. That makes sense.
Later, Corbin and Lacey chokeslammed Seth and Becky at the same time. Seth and Becky set up two tables outside the ring. Becky jumped off the second rope to leg drop Lacey through the table. And then Seth jumped off the top rope over them and then frog splashed Corbin through the table.
That was a far jump. That was a lot of fun.
That was a really far jump for Seth Rollins to pull off. It was really awesome. And then back in the ring, Corbin grabs Becky and gives her the end of days.
Yeah.
And then he yells at Seth, "What are you going to do, you piece of shit?"
Yeah.
And for the first time in Corbin's career, I liked him.
Right.
I was like, "Oh my God, this guy's awesome."
Yeah. So many things here. One, a man hit a woman.
Yes. Like, and again, finally.
We're not for that in real life, but it's a fucking TV show.
Right. And you're a bad guy.
And you're a bad guy. That's what you do.
Let it happen. He did a protected move to make it look like he hurt her.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, no, it was fucking great. That's how you get heat.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic.
Right.
So he does it. He says, "What are you going to do, you piece of shit?" Seth snaps. He hits Corbin with the kendo stick and a chair a bunch of times. Then he hits Corbin with a curb stomp, but that's not enough. He's going to give him one more while Lacey's like outside the ring looking in horror.
Yeah, like, fuck this.
She's like, "Oh my God." So he hits another curb stomp. Seth wins. The music plays for like 5 seconds. But then his music stops because
Jesus.
The Beast comes out with Paul Heyman. He takes Seth to
It wasn't immediate either. They just let the music play for like a good like 10 seconds.
Right.
And then it was like, "Oh shit, he's really here.
He's here."
Yeah.
He takes Seth to Suplex City. They officially announce the cash in. Brock hits an F5 and becomes the new Universal Champion.
Shit.
And again, I picked this to happen because I figured he would have to cash in before SummerSlam and then they would have a rematch at SummerSlam, which obviously is what's happening here.
Yeah. I mean, the same match they had at Mania. I mean, I guess.
But does Seth win at SummerSlam?
I doubt it.
You doubt it?
I doubt it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Why would they have Lesnar come win it just for Seth to win it back four weeks later?
Because it's SummerSlam.
I guess.
They want a big match.
Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll probably add Roman to it.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, Roman doesn't have a match. He's not going to fight. It doesn't seem like he's going
to
fight.
They'll add Roman and Drew McIntyre to it.
It doesn't seem like, as of now, I don't think Roman fights Taker anymore at SummerSlam.
No.
they were like totally in love at the end of this.
They were.
I don't think Lesnar shows up till Survivor Series. I mean, it's Lesnar. Were we stupid?
Right.
He always shows up to SummerSlam. Yeah. But I think that rematch is definitely going to happen at SummerSlam. So
yeah.
We'll see who wins that. But
what are we thinking letter grade wise?
Man, I almost want to go too high, like B plus.
I was thinking B.
B minus. So I guess it's a B.
It's a B then.
Yeah.
That's good for them.
There was a lot of
Extreme Rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was...
Considering that they made up a lot of, like, a lot of the matches had stipulations that they didn't basically pay attention to in certain aspects. Like an Extreme Rules match where you have to tag in and out is stupid.
Yeah.
No holds barred where you have to tag in and out.
They don't know their own rules still. Yeah. There's some, I mean, yeah, again, it wasn't a perfect show by any means. There was a lot of stupid shit, but I think the good stuff outweighed the bad stuff, and that's why it's a B. Like Corbin hitting the End of Days, that puts it up a whole another letter grade.
Yeah.
Like that takes from a C to a B. Like,
right. Easily. Definitely.
What are you going to do about it, you piece of shit?
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, oh my God, he's finally awesome.
Oh. Can he win this title tonight? Can we vote on this? Can we vote on this?
Right, live show voting.
Like, you get me to like Corbin, you've done something pretty great here.
Right, yeah.
So I think overall it was better than Fight for the Fallen. Now, Fight for the Fallen was like a glorified house show.
It kind of was. But, I mean, yeah, I think this was a little bit better.
Yeah, same here. So what? How many new... I think we crowned...
TM, the man.
Oh, God.
Seth Rollins, TM.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So three titles changed hands at Extreme Rules.
And the Intercontinental Four.
Well, no, I was counting that. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, actually, you're right. Four titles did change
four
hands.
Four titles tag
team.
Did.
No, well, no, that, yeah, but no, four. You're forgetting one.
Hold on. So IC, US,
yeah.
The tag team titles, that's kind of two. But
no, the tag team titles.
And the Universal.
Change. Oh, wait, yeah, they did.
Yeah, the New Day.
That's, okay, sorry. So that's five titles changed hands
tonight.
Are you
getting two for the New Day?
No, I'm not, no. The What's Wrong With Wrestling pay-per-view prediction championship.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm still the champion.
Once again, how did I win last time? I picked Brock Lesnar to show up.
Yeah.
And guess what? I picked Brock Lesnar to show up and cash in again. 10 points for me.
Yeah. You didn't pick any matches correctly.
But then I picked the Usos to win.
Alexa Bliss to win.
No, I did
no,
not.
No,
I picked
didn't.
Bayley. But I picked
Daniel Bryan,
Eric Rowan. But there was one man.
Cesaro.
There was one man who got every match correct.
So before you go there, let me just say you did not give me the pin for the New Day. So I had to write in two there. And you gave me two for how many tables are broken when I got it right. But you get five there.
Oh,
so
shit.
I still lose to Eric.
Yes, you still
well,
lose.
Let me just
every
say.
Every match right.
Eric scored this card, so don't look at me.
Yeah. Every match right. When was the last time we broke 100 on a regular show?
I did the last three pay-per-views.
No.
So I'm just going to...
oh, God. Here we go.
Reach over there.
There he goes.
And who wants it? Who wants the...
Is Andrew getting title envy because he hasn't had titles in a while?
Joe, you want some?
Sure.
It was two pay-per-views ago.
That's like a
They
world
do a game. Pay-per-view every 2 weeks now.
Andrew, we have like six titles for the three of us. You have none.
Right. still Andy, no belts.
I had 11 more points than Andrew, and you had 11 more points. Well, 7 more points than me.
Yeah.
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 Man,
83,
94, and 101.
We don't say the points when you're last most of the time.
Yeah, you do.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we pretty sometimes. Much rank on Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all Joe.
That's all Joe. Yeah, great job, dude. Every match.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? SummerSlam is one of the big four pay-per-views, and that's where I shine.
Except for the
last. So, hey, Eric.
Big four.
Have fun with your Sasha Banks title reign since you never, ever successfully defend them. See ya!
That's Wait, true.
Huh?
Hey, shut up. I gotta go to work.
Joe. Self-proclaimed strongest and best looking man in the world. Loves wrestling, but only part-time. Strong big players, pretty sublime, yeah. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. Every shirt most loved and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric, yeah, we'll push him off a cliff. Josh, he's just a troll. What's wrong with